Okay, it's time for a quick...
What's occurring?
We'll make this quick for you, Becky. Only a couple today, because I know you're not feeling the most comfortable in the straitjacket.
What's occurring?
If I win today, can you please untie me?
No.
What's occurring?
You know, take that. They are everywhere at the moment. I went to see them on Friday.
Yeah.
All over Radio 1 this morning. Chris Moyles put out a whole hour of their Wembley gig, which sounded fantastic. Gary Barlow's voice is amazing. They've still got it, chappers. They've still got it. Sounded so good. Do you know what, though? It's not only us here at Radio 1 that have been excited about Take That. EastEnders love it as well. Oh, it's all they've talked about in the last week. Thanks to Jono off Unofficial Mails for providing this one for us. My question to you, how many times were Take That mentioned on EastEnders in the last week? Chappers?
Seven.
Straight jacket, Becky?
12.
Let's find out. Here is them in EastEnders mentioned Take That a lot in the last week.
These are like gold dust, these are. Take That, Wednesday, Wembley Stadium.
Tickets?
Yeah. Take That, tomorrow night.
You can wear this tomorrow night.
What, to a concert?
Ooh, no, no, you must. They enter. Four sculpted gods.
Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Want you back? I want you back, see, I want you back for good.
Yeah, you were going on about that bloke from Take That, all tanned and ripping in muscles.
To fall in love.
Girl, please. I know you enjoyed the Take That concert, but you can knock it on the head.
Oh, fine. You'd be a misery then.
They love it.
Yeah.
Seven times.
There you go, brilliant.
Chappers, how did you know that? You're obviously a big fan of EastEnders.
I haven't seen EastEnders for about 5 years.
Oh! What's occurring?
But I'm sure it's very good.
I actually
And one of the best things on the BBC.
Oh, I got back into it recently.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes, really enjoyed it.
Oh, what's happening at the moment, though?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
All right.
Sadly, for one thing, that is happening quite a lot.
What?
People are going to see Take That.
Right, thanks very much for that. So that'd be their big storyline in the past, yeah?
As you've just heard. Right,
it's
next
the cliffhanger
one.
Tonight.
Hmm?
It's the cliffhanger tonight.
I imagine they'll do some kind of review. It was brilliant, wasn't it, Take That? Next one, you know Becky?
Yes.
She's in a straitjacket at the moment.
Yes, I am. And Zane will let me out. He's just walked past here.
He wasn't even paying attention. He was on the phone.
Now, Becky is going to be in the straitjacket until she can get out of it. It's not her forte, but let's wait until it is. Do you know what one of Becky's favourite foods is?
Oh, no.
No, I've no idea.
Trifle.
Is right? It?
Yes. Now, I took the liberty of purchasing a summer fruit trifle earlier from a supermarket.
Don't do it.
Has that been in a fridge since you bought it or
yes.
not?
Yes. Oh, right, actually, okay. Yeah, no, it has. Now, so I bought this summer fruit trifle.
This is so mean.
Yeah.
My question to you, both of you, how much of this trifle can Becky consume whilst in a straitjacket?
You haven't even taken the lid off.
Maybe we should take the wrapper off.
Yeah.
That would be hard otherwise.
I
can't pass it to you, can I?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at me like, go on, pass it over. Me. How am I going to pass it to you?
I would say she could probably consume about 75% of it.
God, Chappers.
75%.
Yeah. Given that she likes trifle so much.
Well, that lovely cream on
that
the
is
top.
A really
I don't like the cream on trifle. Well, I only like the custard and the sponge.
That's burrow down until you get to the sponge.
That's a really creamy trifle,
yeah.
Huh?
I know. I chose it specially.
Oh, you're just gonna have you to guys are so generous.
How are you going to get the cream out of the way then?
I'm going to lick it off and then burrow deep.
So, okay. And how are you going to do this? Just face
I'm going to have to, aren't I? Because there's no other way.
Okay. Do you need the headphones taken off, do you think? Or
what's this? A bag?
I think it's to protect the equipment rather than you.
All right.
Okay, so in 30 seconds, how much of the trifle do you think you'll be able to consume, Becky?
Two or three bits.
Well, can we do it in percent, please? Because Chapa says 75%.
2%.
No. 2%.
Am I going to have to get on the floor?
Yeah.
Whether does it speak wants me on the floor to do it?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, Becky.
She's sick.
What?
Can I just say, she's now on her knees, like about as if it's like a dog bowl.
60 seconds, no, sorry, 30 seconds on the clock. As much trifle as you can, please, whilst in a straight jacket, no hands.
I can't reach
go.
It.
Go.
Go.
Lift it up, someone.
All right, I'll lift it, I'll lift it, I'll lift it. Go on, mate.
No, come on. Come on. I thought you wanted it lifted up.
You're going to do it again.
I'm not, come on. Come on.
Get your face in.
Get your face in it.
She's doing well. Keep eating it. Look at that. You got... Right. That's it. Stop.
Well, I mean, that's just... What a poor effort. That means you've won that
oh
one,
my
Becky.
God, it's cream.
That is...
She never even got anywhere near the fruit. Did you do that deliberately so you'd get the point?
No. I think... Does Becky win that?
She does, please. Yeah. But I think she kind of cheated a bit, to be honest. I think she deliberately didn't try very
it's
much.
She's running down my face.
We're filming this for anyone online. You will enjoy it very much.
Do you want more of it?
No. One all today in a quick game of well, oh, what's the
I was robbed, I thought.
You were robbed, so yeah. No. Becky, you might want to have these wet wipes.